Welcome to the first episode of The Real Scumbags.
The very first. We're getting started right here, ladies and gentlemen. Today. Right now.
Right now. This is history in the making. Not very good history, but we'll see as we go along.
We promise. We'll make it better as we go. We promise. We're good at improvising.
Trial and error. So, Alan, what's good, man?
What's good? I'm just chilling. Just saw that, you know, that Star Wars movie. It was crazy, I must say. That caught me off guard. The whole movie was just amazing, I must say. But
best watch of the year?
So far, yes. I might have to say that because...
Well, let's tell the listeners about yourself. Tell what's your movie? What are your movie opinions based off? What's your favorite movie? Your bullshit movie that you watch? You know, it's on TNT, on the CW. What's your most hated movie?
My favorite movie, hands down, has to be Gladiator. Ever since I was a kid, I saw it in theaters with my father. Loved the whole premise, the whole plot of the story. It was just amazing to me. I saw perfection on that screen. Russell Crowe like lived up to his greatness in that role. For like movie I watched when I'm bullshitting, probably has to be 300. Who doesn't love 300? Like you could watch that 200 times over. It would be like the same time you're just watching it for the first time. Like it's amazing. And most hated. It would have to be that piece of shit new Fantastic Four movie that came out earlier this year.
I did not waste my time. I don't waste my time or my money. I know I have to get around with it. Like I pride myself as being a comic book person. I know I'm going to have to sit down. Like, the same thing with Daredevil, same thing with Green Lantern. I was like, all right, I just got to do it. I have to watch it. And I'm probably going to be texting through the whole time. I'm going to be texting you, talking about how much bullshit this fucking is.
See, the thing was, I had the same mindset, and I completely regretted it right after. Because, like, why? A movie should not be that bad. Like, the original Fantastic Four was, like, so much better, and, like, it was such a, like... subpar quality, like it made no sense whatsoever.
But the original Fantastic Four wasn't even that good either.
Exactly, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, do not waste your time watching that new Fantastic Four.
I'm gonna watch it. Well, all right, for me though, favorite movie, I'm very, very like, I'm slanted, so it's gonna be Iron Man, either Iron Man 1 or 2. Those are the greatest movies in cinematic history because I'm an Iron Man person. Like, anyone that knows me knows that I love anything Marvel, but in reality though, it might be Memento. I really like that movie. I saw it when I was much older. I didn't see it when it came out, so I appreciated it a little bit more.
Gotcha.
And then my bullshit movie is The Fifth Element. The Fifth Element, whenever it's on, it's, you have to watch it.
Multipass. Multipass.
Oh man, like that movie, I can be getting dressed to go somewhere very important and it's on and it's over. I'm going to be late.
I mean, that is a pretty good movie to bullshit too.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's always on it's always on after football season. Like, I know they need that time slot to put a movie, and it's going to be The Fifth Element. Yep. And most hated movie actually is Iron Man 3. I like Iron Man 1.
I was just about to ask you how you felt about Iron Man 3. Thank you for answering my question.
Yo, Iron Man 3 was fucking terrible. I can't believe it. Like, they had something nice, pure, and beautiful, and they just fucked it up.
They had, like, the chance at the Mandarin.
Yeah.
They had it on a pedestal. They just, like, dropped the nuke on it and just fucked it all up. Like, Jesus.
You know what it was like? Iron Man was, like, that bad chick in college. Like, yo, she was bad. Like, yo, she had her shit together. And then 2 years after she got out of college, she got fat. She got...
had, like, three kids and yeah, shit. You're like, whoa, what the hell happened?
Yo, what happened, yo? Yo, but we'll see. Like, you know, Civil War is coming out. He was good in Avengers 1 and 2. So, you know.
Indeed.
So, Star Wars.
Oh, my God. Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars. This A Force Awakens was just what we needed after all this time. It was just perfection all around, like I said earlier. I don't know. Well, we have a ton of questions about it, but I don't know what else they could have possibly shown us. I think J.J. Abrams did an amazing job directing this movie.
He put on, like, the white gloves and handled this with care.
Oh,
like,
did he?
Yeah,
did
like, he? Like, he didn't want to upset anybody doing this. And he didn't do it. And the thing is, he didn't do it his way. Like, it looked like a George Lucas movie. It looked like it fit perfectly with the other three. So...
And I was curious at first, like, how he would handle it. That's a really big altar to step up to. Like, the stuff that George Lucas created... And Spielberg, and you're like, how can J.J. Abrams match that? And then, like, he did a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Like, the casting was perfect.
The casting, how do you feel about John Boyega, the I'm not gonna say what he is, but how do you feel about him?
Spoiler-free podcast.
How do you feel about him?
I was iffy about him at first from the trailers. I was like, what's this guy up to? But throughout the film, I think he proved himself.
Yeah.
He definitely proved himself throughout the whole film, which to me, it surprised me because I was really iffy at first because I didn't know how they would tell his story and how it would match up to everything that was going on around him. And it worked out pretty well.
Yeah. Like, can we say what he is? Yes, it's in the trailer that he is, he takes off a helmet, that he is a stormtrooper.
First black stormtrooper in history, man. It's about time, damn it.
Yeah.
Affirmative action.
So, it wasn't the trailer.
It was.
Yeah. Chad will correct us when we get out this podcast. He'll let us know if I was wrong now. Yeah, he's giving me a thumbs up.
All right, we got it right. We got it right.
What do you think about Oscar Isaac? Is that in the trailer? Yes, that is in the trailer. That he's the pilot.
I still need to see another movie. Like with the next movie, I need to see like how I fully judge him. Because from that right now, he's like at a 50-50.
Yeah, they only show him at his high. Like exactly. they only show him like killing it.
There is
like,
no calm Kylo Ren. There isn't. Like that doesn't exist. Whatsoever.
Like it's yeah, like he's yeah. I'm trying to choose my words very carefully.
It's hard.
It's hard.
We just want to spoil this whole movie for you, but like it's really hard to contain ourselves right
like,
now.
Like Chewbacca's a transgender. That's the spoiler.
He is Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, like
now you know.
Now you know. You heard it here first. But
yeah, Kylo, he has a lot of issues. I'll leave it at that. A lot of issues.
He does.
Once you see it for yourself, you will see what I'm talking about, but that man needs help.
Yeah.
And Dr. Phil is not the kind of guy that can help him.
they need to go to Maury real quick and talk out the issues.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Maury might need to hide because that's going to get ugly on stage. It's not going to be no little fight.
Yeah.
A lot of people going to end up choked and shit, and I don't want to be there for that.
Oh, man. So I know you want to talk about the first three movies.
Yes,
The first three episodes. Sorry, that gets confusing.
Indeed. Not the ones from the 70s and the 80s, the ones from the early 2000s.
Yeah.
I've always felt indifferent about them only because those are the movies I grew up with, and having seen the earlier films with my father, I did not like the way that the first three episodes were set up, the prequels. I felt like the acting was just, like, forced, and, like, there was no, like, smooth or, like, calm nature or, like, a flow to things whatsoever. Like, if it wasn't for CP3O and R2-D2, there would be, like, no comedy or no, like, funny remarks whatsoever throughout the first three films. And, like, in this one, you have, like, a whole bunch of people just interchanging different remarks, different comments, keeping it alive and nice, and I really like that.
The chemistry in this one was a lot better than the first three episodes.
Way better.
There was, like, I know they put in episode one was Liam Neeson. He's a great actor, but, like, if no one's taking his daughter, then he's pretty much useless.
Yeah, he can only fly to Europe and fuck everybody up, but,
that's,
like,
That's him with a lightsaber is all right.
Yeah.
He's okay. And then, you know, you had Samuel Jackson. Of course, the first black Jedi we see is a purple lightsaber. So, you know.
Racist.
I heard he asked for it, though. So, he just wanted to put, like, swag, like, in the world that was swagless.
He was probably, like, frying chicken with that purple lightsaber for all we know. Jesus Christ.
My man. What'd you think about, like, episode 2 and 3, though? Because the first episode, I feel, was terrible. Episode 1, I think, is the worst out of now the 7. Wow, 7 movies. Jesus. Out of the 7, episode 1 is the worst. But 2 and 3, I think they have their...
2 and 3 got slightly better because I feel like it got less of a like a solo story on each individual person. And like it was working more like a moving car. Like everybody had like some role to play.
Yeah.
And it all worked out perfectly. But I definitely like the Siths in the first three movies way more than anybody else. Darth Maul, he was like my personal hero when I was growing up. Like...
He was only in the movie for, like, what, 5 minutes?
And those were the best 5 minutes of my damn life. A double-edged lightsaber, and he was just slaying people left and right. Like, it was madness. It was pure madness. How can you not love that? Of course, they're the bad guys, but,
Yeah.
You gotta cheer for them sometimes.
You gotta cheer for the bad guys. There was times in this new Star Wars I was cheering for Kylo Ren. Because he was nasty. Like, he was doing things, he was just like, oh snap, that's kind of crazy.
No, yeah.
So if yeah, like, crazy. If you got pulled into the Star Wars universe, would you be a Jedi or would you be a Sith Lord?
I would have to be a Jedi for the simple reason that I am not the type of person who's stupid enough to make the same mistake three times. Spoiler alert. Three times. Because I feel like the dark side just doesn't learn. They keep building shit that has a flaw. You would think after at least the first time you would fix it. The second time, like, come on. Yeah. It happened twice in a row now. Come on, guys. Let's get up on it. Yeah. Don't make the same mistake again. But nope. Just the bad guys. There was a budget cut somewhere along the line. They don't, no.
Just no one improved the budgets. Help improve what they were building.
It's incredible. Yeah, so I would have to go with the Jedi.
I would go with the Sith. Just because the Jedi look like you have to train a lot. Like, you have to be, like, on top of your shit.
Gotta be dedicated if you want to be a Sith.
Yeah.
Or a Jedi, actually. Excuse me.
I can't go to the gym once a week. There's no way I could train to be a Jedi. Like, it's a struggle for me to run, like, down the block to catch the bus. There's no way I'm going with Yoda or I'm going with Obi-Wan to learn. So I would be a Sith, but I would be a lazy one. Like, I would use my powers to, like, get food to come to the table, mm-hmm. or, like, use the power of persuasion to tell my girl, let me play PS4 all day.
And how many times is, like, sparks gonna shoot out your damn fingers and burn everything you're trying to grab? You see, it's not gonna work out for you, I'm telling you.
I mean, that's fine, though. Like, my car don't start. I could just, you know.
Just jump start it from the get?
Right. Just start it from get. Like, there's pros and cons and everything. But would you, so being that, like, let's say you had the possibility to go into the Star Wars universe. So would you go into the Star Wars? Would you leave your life now and go to the Star Wars universe?
If I don't have a lightsaber upon contact in that universe, I do not want to be there. Clearly, there's a damn legion of stormtroopers out there just killing people left and right. There's slave owners everywhere else you look. I'm good. If I'm not well armed, I do want not any parts of that at all whatsoever. I'm good. Thank you very much. Mm-mm.
So you thinking about, like, for me, I'm on board with, you know, like, stormtroopers left and right. It looks like no one really has a day job there. Like, you ain't got no pay no bills. Like,
that is true.
Like, you know, you could be chilling. But for me, in all 7 movies that I've seen, all the planets been on, I haven't seen a Chino spot once.
Yo, that's fucking true.
I have not seen a place where I can get pork fried rice and General Tso chicken in one spot in that universe. And I cannot live in a place where there's no Chinos.
Word. How am I supposed to go, like, every other week without eating my little cat and broccoli? Like, how?
Yeah.
It's a staple. We're used to this. No. Yeah, you're right. Mm-mm.
And then, also, it looks like you need a spaceship to, like, because everything is, you have to go to other planets to get shit done. Like, your DMV could be on a different planet and you got to go and run errands. And there's no Ubers for spaceships there. There's no apps.
Yeah.
There's no, you got to figure out how to, you know, how to get over there.
Yeah, if you don't drive, drive a spaceship, then you're definitely fucked.
I can't get a whip here. What makes you think I can get a spaceship out there?
You think the parking is better up there, though?
Probably. Probably can just, like, park wherever you want. I haven't seen no police, so there's probably no parking tickets.
I know I'm going to get drunk and try to fly one of those spaceships. It's not going to end right.
Get a DUI and pulled over.
End up on the Death Star 4, like, oh, hi, guys. I don't know how I ended up here, but please don't hurt me. Yeah. Thank you very much.
So the what about the first three the first three movies, episodes 4, 5, and 6? How do you think they compare, or how do you think this one compares to those?
I think they actually work wonderfully together because I felt like it was the same kind of dynamic that we saw in those first last three episodes.
Yeah,
and it was just amazing, like the cast, like seeing Chewie, and Han. Yeah, my man Han, you already know Han Solo all day. But yeah, just seeing him back on the screen again, it was just amazing. It brought back memories. Like, I felt like I was 6 years old watching the movies again with my father in the living room. Like, it was just greatness.
Like, seeing that they do it just like, you see the Millennium Falcon for the first time. That's in the trailer. Yeah, that's in the trailer. Like, it throws you back to the first time you've seen Star Wars. And what's crazy is, like, our generation, we we didn't get the first three Star Wars. Like, someone had to show us. Mm-hmm. So that's, like, a special moment when someone's like, yo, listen here, young blood. I'm going to show you the first three Star Wars.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on. You heard? I'm going to put you on right now to this good shit right here. You going to see this shit. You heard? Okay. Then you got to listen because you're young and shit. You don't know what else to do.
Yeah, you got to watch it. You want to watch, you know, cartoons. You want to watch whatever, Saturday morning cartoons. You watch Star Wars. But it's a good movie. It's a good old movie to watch.
I was actually working on a film yesterday, and I was in a park, and I saw, like, these kids playing by the playground, and I saw, like, they were swinging something. Mm-hmm. And there was two little kids using curtain rods as lightsabers. Something about that just doesn't scream the word safe to me, and I just want to, like, make sure the kids out here know that you can take somebody's eye out with a goddamn curtain rod, so please do not use that as a lightsaber. Get, like, the, you know, when you finish, like, the bounty roll, get, like, that little piece of, like, the wooden carton, use that instead. Much more safer alternative than a curtain rod. That is not a good fake lightsaber to use in public.
But when I was a kid, I would use anything as a lightsaber. Like, I would use a mop, and then my mom would kick my ass for breaking the mop when I'm, like, going shring, shring, shring. Like, like, I would use anything to pretend that it was a lightsaber. Like, because lightsabers are cool, even though I have not seen a lightsaber fight where no one gets seriously hurt. Like, if you're using a lightsaber, you gotta get ready. You have to be ready to kill somebody. So if you're using a curtain rod, same mentality applies. You gotta be ready to poke someone's eye out.
Shit, battle to the death, I guess. I mean, as long as it's not me, so I'll make sure I win, damn it. I'm not going out like that.
Oh, man. But I think the biggest question is, do you need to be a Star Wars fan to appreciate this movie?
Personally, I do not think so. Being a Star Wars fan enhances the entire experience of seeing A Force Awakens, but you do not have to be, like, an active member of the Star Wars community in order to understand this movie. Of course, like, there's some characters you may not know off the top of your head, but once you see this one and you go back and watch the episodes in order, a lot of things will make sense, and you would just, like, grow to love it, like many of us, the millions across the world, have done so as well. It's just greatness. Like, how can you not love Star Wars? How can you not? Like, where else are you going to have, like, spaceships, people shooting little beams at each other, lightsabers, a fucking lightsaber, for Jesus. Oh, my God.
So, I say you don't need to be a fan, but I feel like if you watch it, it might get you interested to see what the hype is about.
Definitely.
Like, and honestly speaking, I'll say it, don't watch episodes 1, 2, and 3. Do not waste your time. You do not need to watch it. Like, you can watch 4, 5, and 6.
Go on Wikipedia.
Yeah. Wikipedia, yo.
Just read up on it. Boom, there it is.
Wikipedia saves lives. It saved my life thousands of times when I thought I was going to fail or when I thought that I needed to do a report. Just Wikipedia real quick.
Remember when they said you would get charged with plagiarism? You use Wikipedia? I still haven't been charged, all right? Yeah. Can't catch me, motherfuckers.
Yo, but, like, the movie, if you watch 7 and you want to watch more Star Wars, watch 4, 5, and 6. And honestly, even though the first one was 77,
can we get a fact check on that,
Chad? Yep, 77.
There we go. We got another thumbs up. Another thumbs up.
The special effects still hold up. Special effects were years ahead of its time, so it still looks good. Except Yoda.
Ages.
Yoda's,
He got worked on. He got better as time went along. Yeah. And he got older. But definitely, like, who would have known that idea of Star Wars would have blown him to what it is today?
That's true. Like,
do you think George Lucas and Spielberg knew this would happen?
I think I was watching something the other day, and I think George Lucas had no doubts that it was going to be big. But I think he didn't know it was going to be big at that time. Like, you got to, it's the 70s. Like, special effects in the movies was very brand new.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you go to the movies and you see shit blown up, like, that's a great experience. So, of course, it was going to have a huge impact.
You know, when you have that surround sound of just, it could be like a watermelon blowing up and shit. You're just like, God damn, that shit sounds amazing. Just got to appreciate that good quality.
Yeah. But in this movie, like, I feel like J.J. Abrams looked at the first three and was just like, this is how I have to do it exactly. Like, I don't think he brought his own, because he does Star Trek. And he did Star Trek, and he's also Lost. He also did Lost. And none of those elements, I think, found those way, like, found its way into this movie. This movie was purely, like, paying homage to the first three. And I think it does a really good job.
He definitely curved 4, 5, and 6. I can definitely see that. He was like, I'm not going to use that as a reference point at all, because I know it would just be horrible to use.
Yeah.
But,
like, and the old characters, like, they got into their roles, like, really well. Like, I didn't see, like, Harrison Ford was probably, like, the biggest actor out of the first three.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see Harrison Ford out there. I saw Han Solo. Like, I saw him in his original, like, get up, Chewie next to him, and I was like, that's Han Solo.
Chewbacca's still the man.
Yeah. He ain't aged, though. I'm sorry. He's not a gray-haired Wookiee. That's crazy. It's been, like, 30 years.
His weave is still on fleek, that's why. I'm using those products. Keep that shit fresh.
Seriously, son.
Nah, but yeah. Seeing Chewbacca again, definitely amazing. Because Chewbacca's always my favorite. I know he doesn't say shit that we understand, but... like, who doesn't love doing that shit when they're home alone? Or even when, like, your mom's calling you. She'll be like, Alan! And be like... and, like, she doesn't know how to respond to that. So that's why she just stops asking me for stuff. Like, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Oh, you know what we didn't talk about? BB-8, the droid.
Ooh.
He was better than R2-D2. I'll say it. I know people are going to come on my neck.
You think he was better than R2-D2?
Yo, way better. R2-D2 low-key is type trash. BB-8 was doing way more work.
He's definitely a little bit more versatile. He could, like, roll everywhere and shit.
Yeah. Like, R2-D2, if I kick him over, he ain't doing shit. Like,
I mean, he did have the little rockets, though.
Yeah, he did have the little rockets, but, like, he looks like a trash can. Like, I feel he's a recycling can.
Oh, my God.
Yo. One, all right, wait. First,
don't you dare disrespect R2-D2 like that. He's not a trash can.
Yo, wait. First and foremost, C-3PO is trash. He does nothing. He does nothing for this movie. He did. He was kind of important in the other movies, but in this movie, he's trash. R2-D2 also basura. My man BB-8 was. He was doing work. He was putting in work.
What did he do?
I can't say what he
exactly.
did.
Exactly. He didn't do shit. That's why. He didn't do shit.
I can't say for the podcast what he did.
Okay.
But he was putting in work.
When you see it for yourself, you can judge. But
yeah.
R2-D2 is still the GOAT.
Yeah.
Nah, he's the best.
Yeah. He's like an aged NBA star. He was like Jason Kidd on the Knicks.
Nah, he was like Derek Fisher to like Anakin's Kobe back in the day.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'd say so.
All right. Okay.
Like a clutch, loyal best friend over there. Like the reliable workhorse was right there with R2-D2. Always in the middle of all the bullshit, but he always got out somehow. Even though it looked grim for him at times, but he did it. He believed in himself.
I will stand by. I'm going to rewatch the movie probably next week. We got to watch, so our viewers know, we got to watch the new Leo movie. That's on our list.
Yes.
We got our bucket list of movies we want to watch and get to y'all. But I'll see if I work Star Wars in there. I already gave Disney my money, so I'm going to probably bootleg the next one.
I'm going to start camping out the AMC. Like, with this lineup that's coming up next year, like, why? Why even leave?
Yeah, like...
I'll just stay there, like, buy my own little seat. Like, reserve that shit, make it my little home. As long as I got Wi-Fi and my charger, I'm fine.
If they had season tickets to the movies, I'd buy them. That'd be lit.
See, that would be a good investment.
Yeah, like, if you had you bought your seat for the year, you come in, you can watch it whatever you want, you can sell the ticket. Like, that's...
selling the ticket.
Yeah.
See, you're onto something.
Yeah,
now.
Like, because there's movies coming out that I have no intentions of seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm trying
to... Like, the next Fantastic Four movie drops, I could, like, sell it to some hypebeast for, like, $1,000, and boom. I mean, even hypebeast won't watch the new Fantastic Four movie, though. Damn it.
I'm a hypebeast. I'd pay money for, like... the next Batman Superman, watch it at midnight. Like, I'll pay top dollar if, like,
I might just do that.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've done a midnight screening.
Oh, word?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Star Wars would have been a good one, because you would have left satisfied if you saw it at midnight.
That is true.
I saw it yesterday, which is Saturday, and I saw it, like, at 12:30, and then the theater was packed. Like, there was no seats. Luckily, we got there, like, 45 minutes before. And the theater was still packed, but we got good seats. And I think it's going to be like that for a while. Because you want to see it again, right?
Oh, definitely. I need to.
Yeah. Chad wants to see it again. Right, Chad? Yep. Another thumbs up. 3 thumbs up this episode. Nice.
We're on a roll, guys.
On a roll.
Should buy some Henny after this.
But we're going to leave it right here. Thank you for the listening to the first Real Scumbags podcast.
That's and, real. R-E-E-L. Real yeah. Scumbags.
Yeah, because I ain't real. I ain't R-E-A-L. Nah, I'm not real. I got to get a spell check on that.
We ain't shit yet.
Nah. Mm-mm. We still ain't shit. We can make it and we still ain't shit.
Yeah.
I can't wait until we get, like, advertisers on here. Because I'm going to start acting mad fake to people.
Like, once we break, like, 1,000 listens, like, I might cry.
Yeah.
Shit, we break 2. I'm going to throw a party on Times Square.
All right. But thank you so much for listening. Tune in next week. Thank you so much.
See you.